What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 5th, 2017. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Very busy news day. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone and put you on the line. And quick program note, the Lady Claire will be joining us in our third hour tomorrow. Right now, obviously, the big story is this absolutely horrific kidnapping and torture of apparently a mentally impaired white gentleman up in Chicago by four black youths who basically kept him tied up, threatened him with a knife, made him drink out of a toilet, and it went on for 48 hours. And to make it worse, they actually made videos that they put out on Facebook. I've seen at least three different videos of what was going on there. And all during this assault on the video, you can hear the perpetrators yelling F-word Donald Trump, F-word white people, and it's just shocking and horrific. And this is basically, it's a disgusting attack in Barack Obama's backyard. It's a Trump-hating race crime against a defenseless white person. A young man. Remember all this talk we've been hearing about, oh, white genocide. Yes, if all the straight white men were gone, it would be a good thing. And these young black Americans have shamed their entire country with this behavior. It is depraved, absolutely. And to nobody's surprise, hate crime charges have been filed against these four suspects, which means each single blow to this victim will be seen as a separate count of assault and battery. These four individuals are looking at serious jail time, and they should, for what they did to this guy. Now, apparently the ringleader for all of this was a young lady named Brittany Herring, also goes by the name of Brittany Covington, and she was out on bail awaiting trial for shoplifting. You would think somebody in that circumstance would be well-behaved, but apparently over on Facebook she was just screaming about, oh, I have to go to court, and it's just such an inconvenience. Now, here's where it gets really kind of ugly. CNN, initially, before the hate crimes charges were filed or announced, they were out there trying to, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. CNN's Don Lemon said, I don't think it was really evil. They just had, you know, bad upbringing and, you know, a lack of home time. And apparently Matt Lewis was having none of it and said, you just wrap your head around this evil. That's what it is. It's brutality. And it absolutely was against this guy. And then raising on a busted flush, CNN commentator Simone Sanders tried to lay the blame for this on Donald Trump. Oh, it's all his fault because of his inflammatory rhetoric and, you know, this white nationalist view and everything. And by the way, Simone, just for the record, Donald Trump has booked the marching band from Talladega College, a black college in Alabama, to play for his inauguration. So I think it's time to let that whole racist white nationalist thing go away, because it didn't work to get Hillary elected, and it's not working now. And what we're seeing, what we saw on those videos, is the end result of all of the race baiting and Black Lives Matter and the deliberate campaign to stir up racial friction during all of 2016 as part of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And we're now seeing what it has brought us to, where these black youths apparently thought this was acceptable behavior. And, of course, Obama and Hillary and the Democrats really didn't care if this was going to happen after the election was over. It was just, let's get Hillary in, and who cares what happens after that? Now, the other big news going on, of course, is that the Senate is having hearings on Russian hacking, and they're still out there trying to push this thing. It's all over the place. And the reality is that they've got zero evidence about it at all. They have no evidence. All they're doing is coming up with stories, and the stories are constantly changing, trying to convince America that Russia is a threat, justifying military escalation against them. And they're not getting any traction. You see them actually thrashing around. Now, Trump is out there saying that as far as he's concerned, WikiLeaks is the credible source when it comes to where WikiLeaks got the DNC and Podesta emails. And, you know, Trump is basically backing Assange and is saying that the real problem here is twofold. First of all, the Democratic National Committee obviously had very poor security. John Podesta's password was password. And if somebody was able to walk out of those offices with a flash drive with all of this email on there, that was a security lapse. And the other aspect is we all need to remember, nobody has ever come out and said that all of these emails were fake. And we have to remember that the root cause of that whole scandal was not the leak. It was the fact that Hillary Clinton and her campaign actually went on out and wrote those things. They wrote all those emails themselves. Everything that's in them represents the crimes and corruptions of Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, including the revelation that corporate media was giving Hillary the debate questions ahead of time, helping her steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, helping her try and steal the election from Donald Trump. And that's what we have to be focused on, not where the emails came from, what was in them. And, of course, that's absolutely what they don't want you thinking about. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So we're seeing all these articles out here. Will somebody actually come up with solid evidence of Russian hacking influencing the U.S. election? Because that's the big thing. Oh, it influenced the election. Trump isn't legitimate. Russia helped him. And remember, the CIA has rigged and tampered with elections in 81 other countries. They openly admit it. But apparently the attitude there is our election rigging is good and Russia's election rigging is bad. And what we're getting now, according to NPR, supposedly this report that's coming on out on Russia hacking is being issued in three versions. One for the public, a classified version, and then a highly compartmented version where some of the findings will be off limits even to U.S. officials who have top secret security clearance. In other words, they're setting the stage for, well, we've got evidence, but we can't show it to you. You're just going to have to trust us. No, in point of fact, we're not going to trust you, not after Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's weapons of mass destruction, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, blah, 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 blah. No, we're not going to trust you. You don't deserve our trust. Now, this Senate committee meeting is being chaired by John McCain, who's out there screaming about Russian cyber attacks against the U.S. are an act of war. If you try and destroy the fundamentals of democracy, then you've destroyed a nation. And, well, if you really feel that way, Songbird, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. And while we are on the subject of destroying democracy, would anyone care to comment on the massive election fraud uncovered during Jill Stein's recount, all of it favoring Hillary Clinton? Isn't that a threat to our democracy? Or is it only a problem when somebody outside the country is stealing the election? And by the way, just because I was in the mood to do so, I dug up that video that was finally released. They claimed it was misplaced all these years, where John McCain did make propaganda recordings for North Vietnam. He was not a hero. He didn't resist. He went along and said, yeah, sure, whatever. And only Richard Nixon's pardon saved him from being tried for treason. Now, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper was out there before this Senate Armed Services Committee meeting trying to really sell this idea of the Russian threat. And he made the comment that Russia Today reporting on U.S. problems is part of a multifaceted Russian campaign to undermine the elections. They're trying to sell that idea that Russia had an influence on the election. But then ultimately, James Clapper was forced to admit that in point of fact, there was no hacking by Russia on the actual election results. The vote tallies were not changed by any means that can be traced back to Russia. Certainly can be traced to Hillary Clinton's campaign. And they've changed the story yet again, because as you know, Julian Assange is out there repeatedly saying these emails did not come from Russia. They did not come from any nation state. It was an inside leak. And so now, in order to get around that, to marginalize Assange's comment, the new improved version of Washington's story, version 3.2, the golden cut, is that Russia gave the emails to a third party who then gave them to WikiLeaks without telling them it came from Russia. And that's why Assange doesn't think Russia had anything to do with it. It's all a devious, evil plot by that villain Putin. And here is the bombshell that everybody has been waiting for. The FBI never actually looked at the DNC email servers. They didn't bother to conduct a forensic analysis of the servers to look at who was actually getting into them or where the data was going. They relied on a report produced by a contractor in the employ of the Democratic National Committee. Because we here at the FIB are not interested in actual facts. We're here to help sell the agenda. Now, as you know, Trump is scheduled to meet with Brennan and Clapper on Friday, supposedly to get his autographed copy of this report that claims Russia was hacking the DNC emails and the election, even though there's no proof. But the word is coming on now that Donald Trump is probably going to be treating Brennan and Clapper much the way he treated the heads of the network news when they had their meeting, which is he's going to call them on the carpet and lay it on out. And we are hearing that Donald Trump is planning to revamp the top U.S. spy agencies and reorganize them, bring them back under the control of the executive branch. Of course, John F. Kennedy tried to do that, and we know what happened to him. So Trump's security had better be doubling up on the coffee here. Chuck Schumer has actually warned Donald Trump. U.S. intelligence officials have all kinds of ways to get back at you. They can feed you bad data that leads you to a disastrous policy decision, which is what the CIA did to Kennedy. They lied to him about that whole Bay of Pigs, about how the Cuban people were going to rush down to the beach and join with the Cuban brigades and kick out that commie Fidel Castro. And it actually did not happen. Needless to say, this issue of a possible Trump assassination is being talked about by a lot of observed pile, Craig Roberts, for example. And yes, it's a real danger, because Donald Trump is a threat to as much, if not more, of the establishment as John F. Kennedy was. What is really alarming, though, is seeing how the liberal whiners are fully on board with this thing. Over at Marshall High School in San Antonio, the teachers are allowing students skits portraying the assassination of Donald Trump. And remember those riots in California following Trump's election victory? They had graffiti all over the place. Kill Trump, kill Trump, kill Trump. And remember, the president-elect is protected by the same laws that protect the president. These people should have been arrested and thrown in jail. And believe it or not, the Hillaryites are still not quitting. They're not giving up. Solana is reporting that there is this supposed bipartisan organization out of concern for the integrity of the election is trying to make a stink, saying that 50 of Donald Trump's electors were illegally seated as Electoral College members because they did not live in the congressional districts they represented or held elective office in states that legally bar dual office holders. And this is a Hail Mary, last desperate gasp. Most of these people they're talking about are coming from states where the electors, whoever they are constrained to vote with the state's popular vote, the election result winners. And this really is desperation, or just another attempt to try and discredit Donald Trump by the whiners and crybabies and the buttercups and the snowflakes, the liberalologists. And their target is basically tomorrow, which is when Congress formally accepts the Electoral College numbers and counts them themselves and declares the winner of the election. In years past, it's been a pro forma exercise, like the Electoral College itself. Unfortunately, in this age of Hillary and the liberalologists, it's yet another battleground to either get Trump out of the presidency or at least tarnish his image before he even sets foot in that Oval Office. Now, under the rules of the 12th Amendment, which govern this whole process, if Congress, for any reason, were to reject the Electoral College vote, the election gets thrown into the Congress. Congress is limited to considering only the top three candidates from the Electoral College results. That would be Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Colin Powell, who got three Electoral College votes from faithless electors who deserted Hillary Clinton. Now, the GOP-controlled Congress is not going to vote Hillary in. Colin Powell is not really situated to replace Donald Trump. So the Congress will vote Trump into the White House anyway. It's just more of this spoiled brat behavior. Oh, I didn't get what I want. I'm going to cause a ruckus here. Now, getting on back to Trey Gowdy, and I got to tell you, I absolutely wish that he had been named as Attorney General. But he's still out there swinging, and he's doing good work. And yesterday, I didn't get to talk about it because we ran out of time. But I put a video on whatreallyhappened.com. You may have to scroll to page 2 to see it, where he's literally grilling the IRS over the fact that they destroyed federal records after they had received subpoenas and orders to preserve data. And the IRS was out there saying, well, it was just two low-level workers, and they didn't know. They were just recycling the tapes and everything. And Trey Gowdy puts him on the spot. Wasn't there somebody at the IRS that was in charge of preserving the data? Well, yeah, there was, but he's not with the IRS anymore. And remember what I used to say about Obama and most politicians suffering from narcissistic personality disorder? Well, he just validated my analysis, because apparently President Obama has just awarded himself the Defense Department's Distinguished Public Service Medal. I mean, that's right out of a banana republic where the leader just tells his, give me this medal, give me this, I want this, I want all kinds of things on my chest here to polish my legacy, because he doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of anything else, especially with the Nobel Peace Prize Committee now openly saying they regret giving him that Peace Prize. Now let's talk about the corporate media. Big stink yesterday where CNN put out this video clip from one of their shows in which one of our intelligence officials, I forget which one it was, Rudd, I think it was, declared that Assange was a pedophile. And WikiLeaks said, you've got 48 hours to do a one-hour retraction, or we're going to sue. CNN has now issued an apology. It's not an hour long. It's very brief. They're hoping nobody will notice it. But they've announced they went ahead and deleted the tweet that included the video clip from the New Day show. And they admit there's absolutely no evidence to support the allegation that Julian Assange is a pedophile. They're down to insults and ad hominem, which is where you go when you no longer have facts, logic, and law to back up your position. You call the other guy names, and that's clearly what CNN was trying to do. We're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, breaking news. Actually, breaking news is the name of an NBC company, and it's linked to another NBC company called Medium that is in serious trouble. And we'll be talking about that a little bit further in the show during the economic news here. But breaking news is shutting down. The corporate media is beginning to dissolve. They've lost the majority of their audience because nobody trusts them anymore. And the people who have been covering all the losses of corporate media are starting to put their checkbooks away with the realization that corporate media has failed in its assigned task to control the minds of the American public. That was the one lesson everybody woke up to during that general election. So they're struggling. They're struggling. Apparently, Megyn Kelly, in her move to NBC, is actually having to accept a lower paycheck. Poor dear. Apparently, she wanted $25 million a year at Fox, and Fox said, a little too rich for us in this day and age here. All righty, let's turn to the war zones. Emphasis on the plural. Story out of southfront.org. The Syrian conflict is heading to its turning point. I actually think it's past that. The war has shifted. The initiative has shifted back to Assad and to Russia. And the U.S. actions in the area are only increasing the confusion. And perhaps not unconnected with that, there's been a terror attack outside a stadium in Jabla, Syria. 9 killed, 15 injured. Now, the United States has been, up until recently, using the Incirlik air base in Turkey. And Turkey has begun to question that because planes are coming in and they're going on out. But the U.S. won't say where they're going. The U.S. claims that they're helping Turkey against the Syrians, but nobody really knows. Russia is pointing out that for some mysterious reason, the U.S. planes still refuse to bomb the oil processing equipment under the control of ISIS, which is where they get a huge amount of their money to continue their war. And Turkey was calling this a crisis of confidence, and apparently the crisis has escalated because as of now, Turkey has officially turned down all U.S. military help for its troops in Syria and has asked Russia to take over the role of air support. And again, I don't think this is a coincidence. There was an explosion in Izmir, 2 killed, including a police officer. It's all falling apart. They're in thrash mode there. Now then, Turkey's deputy prime minister has come on out and said that they have concluded foreign intelligence services were linked to that Istanbul Club massacre. In other words, somebody staged it. Remember, the witnesses said the guy who walked in there seemed very professional, very military training, military bearing. Somebody who'd obviously spent his life shooting and killing other people. And apparently somebody was trying to send a message to Turkey, start cooperating with us, or there'll be more terror attacks. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Over in Lebanon, President Aoun is claiming the Mossad is behind the killing of a Lebanese citizen over in Angola. The world is waking up to how the world has really been working. And that does represent a significant failure of the corporate media to hide these things. Yet another case of something not being hid successfully is that Washington is behind India's brutal and disastrous experiment of abolishing cash. Because the Indian government declared the two largest denomination bills invalid, which represented 80% of all circulating cash. And then they started confiscating gold, and India's economy is locking up. And apparently, this was all being directed from Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to be talking about the economic news here for a little bit. Apparently, all of this market rigging, metals rigging, is going to start catching up with the people behind it. CEOs of various silver companies are basically preparing to go after the Wall Street banks that were rigging the price of silver. And I imagine it won't be just Wall Street. It'll be London's involved in that. And they're filing a class action lawsuit, and this is going to be huge. And, of course, what the corporate media has been saying all along is, oh, no, no, gold and silver prices aren't being rigged. And that's just a ridiculous conspiracy theory. You know, at this point in our history, the corporate media is making being a conspiracy theorist a good thing in the eyes of the people of the world. So let's see. World's purest silver producer is going to join this class action lawsuit. Now, at this point, and I really do feel bad for Donald Trump. I mean, I know he wanted the job and I supported him, but he is inheriting an absolute mess in terms of the economy. And it looks like a correction, which is euphemism for a fiery crash, is pretty much unavoidable because of that 11th marble I keep telling you about. Now, when this big crash hits, the people of the world are going to remember how the real registered trademark corporate media and the government kept assuring them the economy was fine. The banks are honest. There's nothing to worry about. As long as you let the banks hold all your money, invest in stocks, pay your taxes, and everything will be fine. The people of the world following that crash will remember how the so-called fake independent media has been sounding the warnings about massive fraud and rigging by these banking institutions, and how the illusion of a functioning economy based on that rigged up stock market was just an illusion. How the official unemployment numbers are not even in the same time zone with reality. A major financial crash will trigger the final collapse of trust and confidence in big banks, especially private central banks. A financial crash will trigger the final collapse of trust and confidence in that corporate media. And a giant financial crash will trigger the final collapse of trust and confidence in the government itself. It's unavoidable at this point, and you've got to be making preparations. And that includes investing in some portable store of wealth, silver, gold, small amounts, so it's not being tracked. Because remember, when they declare the cashless society, they'll ban silver and gold. They banned gold already in India. They're actually raiding people's homes and taking their gold. Now, there's an article out here at Zero Hedge. Circumvent the euphemisms. It's time to face reality. The Ponzi scheme of private central banking is about to come on down, and all these PhD economists who swore fealty to Keynesian economics were full of crud. They were. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Graham in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. I just wanted to call. I'm a recent listener. I'm new to your program. A friend turned me on to you back right before Christmas in December. And I've really enjoyed your show and hearing the tidbits, and especially your sense of humor. I think it's awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that people are recommending this show and my website to their friends, because that's how the word gets out. I don't have an ad budget.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm glad to be out there and pass the word along.
Well, you're now an official member of Rivero's Rangers. And one of these days we'll get a button or a badge made up.
I'll get a button or a shirt.
Okay, yeah, cool. Something like that.
So I was traveling to Hong Kong in 2014, doing a trip to China, and right before my trip happened, and you know, I bought my tickets previous to knowing that stuff, but that whole that blitz in the media talking about coming to the anniversary of the birth of communism and going into October, November, and I had friends of mine saying, "Oh, you shouldn't go. It's a mess. There's going to be riots and, you know, 10,000 people out in the streets and stuff." And I tend to not listen to that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm like, I already spent $1,400 on my ticket. I'm going. Mm-hmm. And got to Hong Kong, took the train downtown, and there was nobody. It was a ghost town. I was actually blown away because I was supposed to be in the heart of what was going on. And that started really awakening to, you know, a lot of the stuff is kind of fed, because I did look at pictures online on news being reported, and it showed mass amounts of people rioting and, you know, kind of showing their protest to Beijing and Hong Kong. And I'm like, I'm taking pictures in the street live while I'm there, while this is supposed to be going on, and there's nobody in the street. Just normal commerce, waiting for the next morning, same thing. So this reinforced to me that, you know, this fake media that's out there is not coming from the independent media. It's just other source.
Well, that's the corporate media's job, and you know, while we were naively trusting the corporate media, we wouldn't see the signs of fakery and fraud that was going on. And, you know, now we spot it when they're using a green screen. Now we spot it when they fake a satellite link up and the same car and truck go through the backgrounds of both views. People are now looking for that stuff. It's like if you're a magician and you know, when you start the show and everybody's going along with the suspension of disbelief and they're being amazed by the card tricks and the rabbit and everything like this, when you make a mistake, that's the end of the show. You're not going to get that audience back, because from that point on, they're looking to see how you're doing what you're doing. And you might as well just wrap it up and go away. And I learned that one the hard way through my many years of being a professional magician. That, unfortunately, is not an option that the corporate media and our government have. We've seen the cards falling out of their sleeves, and all they can do is keep on shoving more cards up their sleeves. And they're really kind of trapped by this huge network of lies that people are not aware of. Corporate media is trapped by its own business model, which is not the reporting of the news, but the selling of agendas and products and taxes and wars. And basically, they're paid these huge salaries to be very convincing liars. That's why they're able to command these multi-million-dollar paychecks. They're very convincing liars. They can read that teleprompter and just sell it right through that camera. You know, it does very well for them and not very good for the country. But again, you know, look at Brian Williams and his embarrassment, and he's still working for NBC. Had to take a pay cut. He's down to only $8 million now, the poor guy. But, you know, I remember during my brief stint as a computer animation teacher, instructor, adjunct professor, that was my official title, my classroom was right next door to a classroom that was part of the School for Journalism. And one day I just sort of peeked in through the door, and all they were learning was hair and makeup and how to read a teleprompter and make it look like it's sincere. And that was it. That's what they were being taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even being deployed a few years ago, I was in the Navy Reserve and CB, and we went to a country in the Middle East and on one of the bases, and the promises were we were closing down, we're moving out, getting out of there. And I called my wife on several occasions and said, we're doing nothing but building over here. I don't believe what the media is feeding you. And they only put CNN on the TVs over there. You couldn't get Fox News. You couldn't see any conservative leads out there. You just had to dig for it. And I'm like, don't believe this crap. You know, we're building over here. We're expanding. And we're supposed to be leaving the country. So, yeah, I just never continue to be surprised anymore, I guess.
No, and again, the fact that the government and the corporate media are lying, it's not a unique incident. It's not shocking. It's business as usual, because that's how they've always operated, to control us through lies, fraud, and deception. And now it's all falling apart, and they're in a panic, and they don't know what to do. They're in a rush to try and start a war, hoping that if they can get a big war going with Russia and or China, that we, the American people, will just forget all about the lies and the corruption and the Obamacare and any doubts that we might have. Out of sheer loyalty, we'll salute the flag and fling our money and our babies into the war zone. I don't think it's going to work. And again, that goes back to Sun Tzu and the art of war.
Right. I wanted to ask you one more thing real quick. Sorry to keep you on the phone, but I've been pro-Israel all my life. And so I was first listening to your show, I was like, this does not sound good. I could agree with you on 90%, but this part I just couldn't. But as you've explained it in your narrative over the last month and a half or whatever, I begin to understand a little bit more about the government. And I agree with that. I think that's accurate. But
yes,
I definitely, as far as the people of Israel, I have friends that work over there and do humanitarian work and outreach to Palestinians and Jewish people. And they give a good report that there is real bridges being built between common everyday Palestinians and Israelis. And they have good stories for me to tell. So what are we to do with that in the midst of this, hearing this negative report and stuff? Because there's still really positive things that I'm hearing, and I believe in my heart is good stuff, and just like you, the good stuff here in our nation sudden doesn't it sort of get televised or get put out there?
Well, no, it doesn't get put out there. I mean, and again, ordinary people tend to get along. There have been periods throughout history where Christians, Muslims, and Jews have lived together in peace and harmony, each following their own religious traditions, respectful of the others. Carrying on commerce and peace, but it's the actions of governments, leaders, rulers, tyrants, that stir up chaos and trouble in order to sell this idea that we need the leaders to protect us from the chaos that's emerging around us. That was what Hillary and Obama were doing this last election year, stirring up all this racial tension, Black Lives Matter, to make everyone feel afraid of the other guy and then sell Hillary Clinton as the leader who could protect us from ourselves. And it didn't work. She didn't win the election. And now we're seeing the after effects of that with these horrible videos coming out of Chicago.
Right. Yeah, it helps to disseminate, too, because though I think, and as I've heard your narrative, I've just heard some of the positive seeds in there, so it helps, because I think the shock value for me at first was alarmist, and it's good to kind of get a little bit more perspective, but you got to go slow, like you closed off one of your shows, you're like, don't just throw it all at them at once, because you're going to turn them off, and they're going to run away, so
yeah,
I appreciate that. So, Rivero Rangers Ho.
Well, thank you very much for that, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Mike, I presume you're familiar or understand the Hegelian dialectic.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we had Bush Jr. in there, and it was weapons of mass destruction, right?
Yes.
And took us into a war. Okay. Then, that's all we heard from the media and everything, shaping us what we think and how we feel and get mad at people. Okay.
Just like they're doing right now with Russia.
Okay.
I mean, it's very obvious Russia hacking is the 2017 version of Saddam has weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Oh, let me say this right off the bat. I have a tremendous respect for your integrity and your honesty, and I damn well mean that. I said that, and I mean that. Okay, then we got Obama in there, and Obama did say he was going to attack Afghanistan. But everybody voted for Obama. The same damn thing went on before under the Bush administration, the Republicans, only it compounded. And we were fed all this stuff. Now what are we being fed? Trump is a bad guy, everything. But isn't it strange that the Clintons and the Bushes are going to Trump's inaugural ball or whatever? Okay.
Well,
now
it's kind of expected and traditional, and originally when Jimmy Carter was the only former president who had agreed to go to the inauguration, the Bushes and the Clintons drew a lot of negative attention over that they were still acting like spoiled children, that the Bush-Clinton narcocracy had been driven from the heights of power. And so they turned around and said, all right, we'll show up so the cameras can take a picture and prove that we were there and we were going through the motions. But I'm waiting to see that close-up shot of Hillary's face, because I have a feeling it's going to redefine the expression, if looks could kill.
They're the same people. We're getting the Hegelian dialectic. And I say that not one person, only one person and 100,000 understand the Hegelian dialectic, because it's happening right to us, right before our eyes. And
well, I think most people understand the concept, even if they don't understand the name. I mean, the Hegelian dialectic is basically declaring something to be a crisis and then offering to sell people a solution. Whether
right.
It's human-caused global warming or the 2009 when pigs fly flu or anything else. Use the media, use the propaganda machine to say, oh, there's this horrible thing on the way, but you can avoid it if you give us your money and obedience. And
I
your children.
I say that things will not change they will be the same with Trump in there and liable to get worse. I will say this, and this is kind of going out on a limb, but I know prophecy. There ain't going to be a third world war, but there is going to be one hell of a lot of wars. And what I'm trying to get across is this. The Hegelian dialectic is right before our eyes, and most people don't see it. The vast majority of people. Anyhow.
Well, I will disagree with you on that. I think 2016 is the year when people around the world began to wake up to these games that are being played. And once people are aware of this trick of creating a crisis out of thin air and then offering to sell us a solution in exchange for money, obedience, and the lives of our children, it stops being effective. Going back to this idea about being a magician, once the audience knows the secret of a trick, they're never going to be fooled with it again, and the same thing applies now. All of the old ways of controlling a population are crumbling before our eyes. We are really transforming the world right now. Fred, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
wiser tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the economic news around the world. Now, Marine Le Pen, who's running for president of France, and when she wins, it's just going to pour more salt into Hillary's wounds. And she's the National Front leader, and she's leading in the polls, has announced she wants to take France out of the euro and will redominate France's current debt in a new French currency to break free from that European Central Bank. So, Marine, make sure you're wearing your Kevlar, because if you've read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you understand that leaders who go up and against and defy those private central banks, bad things happen to them. And I'm already very concerned about a terror, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more attack in Paris, somewhere around that meeting on the 15th, where they're going to be talking about a Palestinian state. China is signaling it's going to have to start dumping U.S. treasuries to keep the yuan stable. And they're looking at imposing more capital controls on their people. All of these are stopgap measures only. None of them address the core problem, which is that you cannot run an economy on debt without the debt eventually collapsing the economy. You have to go back to a value-based currency. Basically, private central banks are legalized counterfeiting operations. If you were to do what the Federal Reserve does, which is just create money out of thin air, you would go to jail. But these are bankers. They're above the laws of man and God. So, of course, they're allowed to just make as much money as they want. Now, apparently, there is growing support in Congress for passage of this bill ordering a full and complete audit of the Federal Reserve, which the Federal Reserve has been fighting tooth and nail all along, even to the point of threatening that a full audit might actually bring the entire system crashing down. Little veiled warning there. And the reason they're afraid is very, very simple. If the American people learn just how much real wealth has been sucked out of their pockets over generation after generation after generation for the privilege of using the Federal Reserve's pieces of paper with ink on them, they're going to be very, very angry. And they should be. They have been used. Private central banking is not about economics. It's about ruling. It's about enslavement. To control people, it's an illegitimate form of governance. It's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works when you allow yourself to be brainwashed into thinking this is the way the world is supposed to be. And as everybody is now waking up to understanding, especially after last year, the world isn't what you think it is anyway. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.